Next, we'll find out how a changing climate could affect a food source for billions of people. The food is rice. Most people in Asia depend on it. It grows in wet rice paddies, but too much water can kill it, which is why it's the subject of our latest report for Climate Connections, our series with National Geographic. Asia's rice crops are in danger from extreme weather associated with climate change, so now people are trying to develop rice that can adapt. NPR's John Hamilton reports.
The weather in Asia this year has been ferocious. Monsoon rains have inundated countries from the Philippines to Nepal. Super typhoons slammed into China and Japan. And a heat wave in Pakistan pushed the temperature to 125 degrees Fahrenheit. All of this is bad for rice. And what's bad for rice is especially bad for Bangladesh. The people of Bangladesh get about two-thirds of their total calories from rice. In the capital, Dhaka, food markets are divided into two major areas, one for fish and one for rice.
So we're in the Karan Bazaar, and I'm going to buy some rice as soon as our rice seller gets off the phone.
Yes.
What type of rice are you selling here?
Minicate, Nadi Shail.
My salesman is wearing a blue tunic and a white prayer cap. He works his way down a line of burlap sacks overflowing with rice. The cheap stuff is coarse and brown. Upscale rice is fine, white, and polished. The man in line behind me is eager to talk.
Rice is daily food for everyone, from poor to rich. It's one of the essential things, like salt.
The man's name is Shamim Ahmed. He says when the rice crop fails, people starve. He still remembers the terrible floods of 1974.
That year, nearly all the places got submerged, and that is why there was no rice production, and people had no work. So a lot of people died.
Nearly a million dead. Since then, scientists have been trying to create rice that survives flooding.
Woo!
Ah! 2,000 miles away in the Philippines, scores of hungry birds are eyeing plots of experimental rice. A man with a white flag pedals back and forth on a bicycle to scare the birds away. This is the International Rice Research Institute. Bob Ziegler is the director. He's a plant pathologist who started out in the Peace Corps. To him, rice is a powerful engine that can drive away hunger, malnutrition, and poverty. But not if it's underwater.
Even a crop like rice, which grows in standing water, cannot stand to be totally submerged. It'll drown like any other plant.
Usually in just 3 or 4 days. But scientists here have discovered a gene that lets rice essentially hold its breath for up to 2 weeks. It's called the Submergence 1 gene, Sub 1 for short. Dave McKill led the team that discovered the gene. We follow him along an earthen levee that separates two rice fields, each about the size of a tennis court.
What you could see on the left with the variety with the sub 1 gene, it looks pretty much like a normal crop. This field was under submergence for 12 days.
It's thick with brilliant emerald stalks that are nearly waist high. The paddy on the right was also submerged for 12 days. The rice here is patchy and stunted. It's the exact same variety, but without the sub 1 gene. Bob Ziegler says that rice plants with the flood-resistance gene have huge potential in places like Bangladesh.
If they produce the way we expect they will, it will be a massive impact in that part of the world. I mean, it will be a spectacular demonstration of the power of science to make a difference in people's lives.
But only if the new rice does as well in the real world as it has in the Institute's carefully groomed paddies. It doesn't get any more real than northern Bangladesh, where the vast Brahmaputra River often spills over its banks and into the fields of struggling rice farmers. A farmer named Gobindra Chandra Rai is working in his field, which had been completely underwater just a few weeks earlier.
When it was flood, the whole area was submerged.
How high?
It was high up to the waist.
Gobindra says the government gave farmers in his village seedlings with the flood-resistance gene. But the monsoon floods came early, and he was the only farmer to plant them in time. As the water rose, Gobindra and his neighbors watched his field anxiously.
It was underwater for about 8 days.
And with ordinary rice, if it were underwater for 8 days, what would happen?
Usually what would happen if the local brands are underwater, that will be damaged from the flood. But this new brand still lives.
So ordinary rice would have died here?
Yes.
But this rice is thriving. Gobindra wades down a row. If a stalk is leaning, he straightens it. If a leaf is muddy, he squeezes it clean between two wet fingers. Then he strokes the plant as if it were a kitten. Gobindra says his neighbors are amazed by what they've seen in his paddy. We slog our way out of the fields to meet them. The whole village turns up to talk about the new rice. They form a semicircle in front of a shed made of bamboo and corrugated sheet metal. Men up front, women further back, little boys climbing anything tall to get a better look. Many of the farmers can't read or write, but when it comes to rice science, they're at the cutting edge.
Who expects to plant the sub one variety of all the people here? Everybody.
Every single farmer raises his hand. The farmers also know something about the power of weather. Noli Chandrabaman is 70. He remembers living on banana leaves when monsoon rains drowned the rice crop. He worries that the rains are becoming more and more unpredictable.
The current situation is when they expect rain, they don't get rain, and during the drought season, they get rain. So the whole climate has changed totally.
And flooding isn't the only change associated with global warming. There's also the prospect of more severe droughts. And as the sea levels rise, salt water will leak into the rice fields near the coast. Scientists in the Philippines are trying to find genes to solve these problems, too. Again and again, the villagers try to explain what all these threats mean to them. Finally, one man tries a few words of English before lapsing back into Bangla.
Rice is the main food of our country.
And without rice?
Without rice, we cannot live. Unbelievable.
What he said in Bangla was, "We just can't imagine anything else." John Hamilton, NPR News.
Looking at a photograph here, the brilliant green of a flood-resistant rice field. You can take a look at that photograph and others at npr.org.